Just breathing deeply, gently. Just imagining that you are lying back in warm turquoise tropical waters. Feel yourself supported. The white sand of the beach just below you, and you've kicked up little white sand clouds as you walked out into the silky embrace of the water. And then you gently laid back, you just lean back and let the water hold you, let the salt water oceanic pulse lift you up and just begin to gently roll you now back towards shore. And there's a swath of white gold light pouring down from the sun high above. And that sunlight on the water, it creates a pool, a shimmering pool of kind of liquid light, like a deep, soft plasma pool that cradles your body now. And just feel that ripple, that undulation of the very gentle waves, but it ripples along the length of your body. You're going to have a sense that either your head or your feet are pointed back toward the sandy shore. And there is that rhythmic pulse moving along the length of the body from the head to the feet, or the feet to the head. And this is softening the joints of the body. This is relaxing the skeletal system, the joints, the muscles. You are perfectly balanced now between the ancient consciousness and powerful momentum of the ocean and the earth and the vastness of the sky above, and, well, you know what's beyond the blue sky, the velvety black of space. Imagine that you are perfectly balanced now. The photonic light consciousness of the sun pours down, bathing the body. And you rest here. This phase of the ascension journey that we are in now is very much a co-creation. Now, there is always with this mission of ascension, or this path of ascension rather, on this planet, combined with the mission to ultimately uplift the planet and assist in the planetary or collective ascension, it can be teased apart, really. There really is your personal ascension path, your alignment, your process, your unfoldment on that path. And there is very much, as is the nature of Earth, there is very much the element of co-creation in all aspects, let alone the ascension process, the planetary ascension. Begin to work more with a state of, and from a state of, a neutrality. There are many energetics, there are many momentums that are playing themselves out right now on the planet. And we must learn to feel this, to discern this. What is mine to do? What has to do with my ascension process, and what is the collective's co-created ascension process, and also possibly even a part of that is going to be what are just these other macro ancient momentums swirling and doing their dance. Neutrality and discernment, Master, is very important now, or are very important now, for this phase. And this phase is going to last another maybe 2 or 3 years. Take care that your personal field is smooth, that there are no bits of Velcro in your field, as it were, which is just going to attract the matching piece of Velcro, if you know what I mean. This is that being neutral rather than polarized. Watch, notice when you're getting hooked into polarizing. Keep your field smooth. Now, we spoke last week about this possibility that, because it's more complex than just you're polarized or you're not, because that also is a polarity. It's much more complex. There's duality, there's triality, there's, you know, multidimensional perspectives and points of awareness and attention simultaneous. It's very complex, but there is the possibility, as we said last week, to... Let me back up. Neutrality does not mean non-action. Feel that for a second, because that might be a bit of an old New Age hyper-pacifist perception. Neutrality does not mean that you don't act. But that your alignment comes first and your action flows from that, your choice flows from that. And that even when if what presents in our reality is actually authentically demanding us to polarize, i.e., this is something in my reality that is intolerable by my sovereign boundaries as a human, as a caring human, as a loving human that desires to protect, let us say, then in a moment such as that, we will absolutely polarize, let us just say broadly, into the light. But even in that, you can remain, or a kernel of neutrality can remain. That can still be the center point, your zero point, around which all of those, the decisions that you're going to make and the choices that you're going to make and the way that you're going to move energy in that moment are still going to be centered on neutrality, that zero point. And from that standpoint, though, then, if through your discernment and your alignment and your divine sovereignty as a master on the ascension path, if you decide to jump in and engage and polarize, holding that core of neutrality, then do so. That is right action. Do so. Do it as a master, though. Neutrality does not mean non-action. It means, to coin a Buddhist term, right action. And right action simply means that which comes forth from the core of neutrality, loving equanimity. Sovereignty and alignment. And you may, through the activation of and the interpretation of what comes through your discernment filters, your energetic structures of perception, your feeling, your sensing, your intuition, your psychic knowing, all of that. If you deeply come to the understanding that, no, this isn't for me actually, this isn't for me to do. This isn't about my ascension path right now. These are energies that are just needing to play out. There are others that will polarize and hopefully polarize through that with that core of neutrality. And even if not, it's all right. This is something else to remember. Each soul, however much it is engaged or we are engaged with the rumblings and the tumblings and the cascades and the crashing of all of these energies that are playing themselves out right now, each soul is on their own ascension path. And certainly we could say, well, we use that term ascension very broadly because some clearly not on what we would consider an ascension path in this lifetime. It's all right. That's the broad, broad term. Eventually, all points of light are going to merge back with source. Let's say it that way. So that might be part of that stance or that kernel of neutrality that glows deep within you no matter what. Is that from that little kernel of divine neutrality of loving equanimity, you are bowing. You are bowing to the path that each soul has chosen. Including yours. And so, if you come to this sensing, this knowing, if your truth in any given moment is, this actually isn't mine to do, then right action, Master, is no action. And that is okay. Because I'll tell you something, no action for the Master on an ascension path, consciously on the ascension path, no action might mean, I'm going to rise into my mastery, and I'm going to anchor a renewed commitment to my mission on this planet by sitting still, by weaving fields of light and patterns of perfection for my beloved brothers and sisters that are engaging with these energetic momentums in a much more direct fashion. Can we see this too as right action? Of course. Of course you can feel it. You can feel the power of that. The power of you, because you are multifoliate, the kernel of neutrality and loving equanimity, the zero point of accepting all that is as self and no self. And there is a blazing light of the consciousness of a master soul that answered a call for help from this beautiful planet and from all life on it. And you came from the farthest reaches of the farthest galaxies, some of you. And that is you also. And you choose from that. And you honor your mission. You choose from that point of neutrality. You can honor yourself, your own individual ascension path. Because from a quantum standpoint, the patterns, the coherent patterns that you are able to hold in the field affects the field, period. Full stop. You affect the field by creating and maintaining those patterns and then radiating your soul's unique light signature through those patterns in the field. Oh my, that is so powerful. Neutrality. Be aware of where you still get hooked into polarizing. Polarizing from an unstable place, meaning you don't have that zero-point neutrality anchor point within you. Be aware. These are tools. We've got to cultivate them. Master, if you don't know it now, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. We've got to cultivate the tools that will carry us through this. Oh. Om Mane Padme Om. Beautiful mantra. It means the jewel in the heart of the lotus. This is that seed, that kernel of divine neutrality. Within the blazing light of the fullness of who you are, those layers of your beingness, all of which expresses beautifully, all of which affects the quantum field around you. No one aspect is more important. But probably that neutrality part is one that we all need to work on a little bit more. That is the jewel in the blazing, beautiful heart of you, the being of light, that came to this planet on your own ascension path, yes, and on a greater mission. Oh, yes. Good. You've got it now. Good.